Do you want us to give you time to, okay. But then the meeting is open. We'll give you that opportunity to make yourself comfortable, then we'll start the study. Few seconds break to allow the department to set up the system. Officials of the department and members of parliament, today we are going to be listening to the interdepartmental task team to brief us about the progress since we met sometime in mid-year to tell us how far have they gone. I hope that both reps from, or three reps from the different smile workers are here. Are they three?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, that's fine. Maybe we should hear who is part of the interdepartmental task team. The members of parliament, you are only four, you are used in these spaces. However, for the benefit of those who are coming for the first time, if there are any, I can start. I'm Lumka, from a member of parliament, ANC, chairperson of the committee. We have Honorable Nyekemba Eric from the ANC as well, member of the committee. Ms. Makubela Shelley, also member of the committee from the ANC. And we have Honorable Ian Ollis from DA, and there's apology from Mr. Boinamo, who's also a member of DA, and Mr. Nongonyane, who's the member of the ANC. They are not here today. So over to you, Mr. Serua.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity to make a presentation. I will also ask the delegation to, starting from Sonishwa, to introduce themselves. My name is Boaz Serua. I'm the commissioner of the UIF and also the chairperson of the interdepartmental task team on ex-mine workers.
My name is Tony Chwambaga from the Department of Labor UIF.
Morning, my name is Maile Ngake from also the Director General Department of Health.
Morning, my name is Tende Sakaga from the Office of the Compensation Commissioner for Educational Services.
Good morning, my name is Lindy Mandel from the National Department of Health and Health.
Good morning, my name is Tona Shetanga from the Department of Labor Eastern Cape.
Good morning all, my name is Thabo Matikazi, Department of Labor Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning all, my name is Mawel Ndamu from the Department of Labor Western Cape. Thank you.
Kodani Kamala Mthosa Mangonyama, Suva Kulsebele Ntshonakule.
Thank you.
Please, sorry for that.
Mawele Kamala Mdungupene Tole, the Suva Pagwe Ex-Mine Workers Union in Yabong.
Sangonani and Matota Sambada from the National Union of Mine Workers Parliamentary Office.
Morin Kumtunzo Tuza from Ex-Mine Workers Umtata.
Can I understand, do you have more than one rep? Do you have two reps for what's going on, or is it somebody who has just an interest to come and be part of the proceedings?
Thank you, Chairperson. In the meeting that we had as interdepartmental task team, we took a resolution that each group will be represented by one person. It was Mr. Tole, Mr. Nyamfu, and Mr. Dai. Oh, Mr.
Someone, we have an interpreter here.
Oh, okay.
Did you want him to start from the beginning? Then you just talk and pause and
okay.
Allow him space to interpret.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. We, in the meeting that we held, there's the interdepartmental task team. We took a resolution that each union will be represented by one rep.
So, the
ex-mine workers were going to be represented by Mr.
Tole,
Mr. Dai, and Mr. Nyamfu. I think maybe there's an arrangement between Mr. Dai and Mr. Tuza for them to bring two people. That's not the agreement.
Okay, I think it's understandable. We don't want to get into details with the audio. That's fine. Over to you, Cicero.
Thank you again, Chairperson. Since we came to present in Parliament, some progress has been made, but I need to indicate that it's actually minimal. I think the biggest one, Chairperson, is that we have contact with Teva now. So we
are
able to give them information so that they can make their verification so that we can pay quicker than before. progress since recommendation?
Apho ke futhi sithethe ngenkqubela phambili eyenziwa emva kokuba kwathi kwathathwa izigqibo okanye izindululo.
The interdepartmental task team and the provincial steering committee have been constituted by the Department of Labor.
Sebe ke lezabasebenzi lelasungula eli gqiza okanye eliqela lisebenzisana namasebe.
Chairperson, I need to indicate here that the interdepartmental task team we experience problems with regard to participation.
The
only two departments which are active
is
the Department of Health and Department of Labor.
Now
when we go to the Eastern Cape, since we came to Parliament, we did not have a representative from the office of the Premier. From the meetings that we had, two meetings, one in the province and one in national. So those are the challenges that we are facing at this point in time. Now, the regional meetings have been held by the interdepartmental task team and the provincial steering committee.
So the
provincial steering committee is being convened by the Department of Labor instead of the Premier's office.
The steering committee appointed on an email again the 7th of.
We have made recommendation to the portfolio committee of labor after we were constituted.
Ekman
workers have started to receive payments from the Department of Health and the Department of Labor. The contact has been made with DEBA. Since we came to Parliament, Chairperson, the former Minister of Labour has addressed ex-mine workers. He actually went to the Eastern Cape twice. The first meeting did not take place, Chairperson, because the ex-mine workers, when they were coming to the meeting, they were involved in an accident. Fortunately, the injuries that they sustained were not that serious. The second meeting took place in Mthatha. And the Minister of Labour actually made a plea. He urged legitimate claimants to come forward. And urged them to bring adequate documentation. To validate their CCOD claims. The former minister also engaged DEBA to provide the interdepartmental task team with outstanding information.
Chairperson,
if you move to page 8 on the slide, to get the overall progress from the Department of Labor. As a department, we have already paid
457
to the value of over 2 million. Since we came to Parliament, what we have paid is 500,000 more. The challenges that we are facing, which we have resolved, Chairperson, by engaging with DEBA, is that
Tano Mateba.
With the information with regard to the period of service.
Ululwa Gomala again and Kesa Lugunikes and Aswen Bondo.
Information about the last salary.
No Pukata Mala again and Mimfoso.
And also the bank accounts of people who do not have them with in case the FNB bank in that regard. As part of the solution, additional information is needed to accelerate payment. We gave the former Minister of Labour information that we require from
Deba.
After getting hold of Deba, we gave them case 83 cases. So that if after they assist us, we can then make payment. We also took a resolution as an interdepartmental task team to start phase
2.
And the new applications and the new list are being taken and processed. So we wanted phase 1 and phase 2 to operate concurrently. Chairperson, I'll move over to Ms. Tembi Kaka to talk more about the challenge the Department of Health.
So the negative of the composers and the Kaka Nayake are not the same as a room.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm from CCOD, National Department of Health.
So what you said, the gas will only let the bill.
This is the progress report since from August up to September. We received 200 applications. Out of these 200 applications, only 6 payments have been made. One 11 applications are being processed. 65 queries have been raised on the application. And
18
applications are without reference numbers, so it's difficult to process. The challenge is more than one claim for one claim, which means we happen to receive two claims for one claim. It's difficult for the office then to execute the payment on that. The second one, lack of adequate information to process claims, hence there are queries that have been raised in certain applications. Because the agreement we had with the task team is that the application, the witnesses to the application must be the members of the families, and usually it's not the case. Also, another problem will be the outstanding banking details. Also the affidavits confirming the relationship of the claimant to the minor are prepared by tribal authorities of the other district.
Why again this affidavit if man sebas yes the long is when coming also makunya bezemfeli bezinyindawo hayi ezalondo.
So the ratio of fraudulent claims to authentic claims is increasing on a daily basis. Which could be an indication that some of these miners never existed. If we look at the statistics, it shows that there are fewer claims received that we receive on a quarterly basis. Then let's move to slide number 13, proposed solutions. The leadership of ex-mine workers would help to provide outstanding information. Second phase of taking applications have been initiated. The provincial steering committee has discussed these processes in their meeting. Advocacy campaigns will be conducted through the media. Another proposed solution is that we may need to close the project at the end of financial year. And use the unpaid money for development in the Eastern Cape. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, with regard to Rand Mutual. Rand Mutual has received a list of 18,569 payments from
ex-mine
workers.
18,569.
All the 18,569 cases have been checked against the records of the
Rand Mutual.
Only 20 cases have been registered with RMA.
Amatyala 20 ngawo kuphela abhaliswe ngo Pasco RMA.
Which means the applications were made by 20 people who had legitimate things.
Kuthethwa ke into bakhe ezilezicelo zenziwe ngabantu abayi 20 kuphela abebene bango elisemthethweni lokwenza ke ezo zicelo.
And those people have been paid.
Kwaye ke abo bantu sebefumene imbuyekezo yabo.
RMA proposes that there's nothing more they can do.
And
they really regard this process as being closed. Unless a new application or list can be made.
So,
Chairperson, the overall challenges that we are facing are still the same as the one that we presented. Lack of resources that have ring-fenced to execute the task. Such as finance. There's no budget that has been allocated to the activities of the interdepartmental task team. The Department of Labor. Under the UIF. It's paying for the activities of the interdepartmental task team. All the traveling arrangements of ex-man workers. And other expenses. Are being incurred by the Department of Labor. The last time we came to present a person, the office of the deputy president was supposed to write a submission to recommend on how this process should be financed.
Yiyo ke kwakufanele uba iyanika isikhokhelo sokuba le nkqubo ingaba ingaxhasa njani nangezimali.
They did make that recommendation.
And then ke basenze eso sindululo.
And they said the Department of Labor should finance.
Bathi ke isebe lezabasebenzi lilo elifaneleke into yoba linika inkxaso yezimali kule nkqubo.
These activities.
Le misebenzi.
In terms of human resources.
Ngokumelana ke nemiba yezabasebenzi.
The lack of full-time staff.
Kukho ingxaki yoba sinabo abasebenzi abasebenza besi sigxina
who have been allocated to the interdepartmental subteam.
Abathe ke abanokuthunyelwa kweli gqiza abathunyelwe kweli gqiza ke limele amasebe.
Staff do their normal day-to-day activities over and above the work of the interdepartmental subteam.
Abasebenzi bona baye baqhubeke ngemisebenzi yabo yesiqhelo kunale bayibekelwe yona yeli gqiza laphakathi kwamasebe.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Enkosi Hlala.
Thank you so much. Any more input from the delegation of the role? None. Members, we've been given the report, and thank you very much for this report, both from the Department of Labor and the Department of Health.
Siyabulela kakhulu ngengxelo esifumene kwisebenzi zabasebenzi nakwisebenzi empilo.
I will give over to the members to engage on this report.
Ndizawuthi ke ndinikele kumalungu epalamente nawo avakalise olwawo luvo xa ndibona ukwenza njalo.
Before that, I would want to ask if the reps of the ex-mine workers want to say something.
Phambi kwa ndenze lolo ndizawunika ithuba ke kubantu abamele abasebenzi ababefudula besebenza emigodini uba bakhona phakathi kwethu nabo bavakalise elabo uluvo uba bakhona.
Ingaba ikhona basebenzi into endifuna ukuyithetha phambi koba ii-members zepalamente ziphefumle?
Are the reps prepared to give their own inputs before the members can speak on this matter?
Mhlali ngaphambili obalulekileyo.
Agree to Chairperson.
Okokuqala mandibulele ingxelo lenintathiso ephuma kusihlalo we-interdepartmental task team.
First and foremost, let me thank the chairperson of the interdepartmental task team for his comprehensive report.
Nam ke
ngubani?
Oh, Patrick Nyambo ophuma kwi-ex Natal Coal and Coal Congress.
My name is Patrick Nyambo.
Nyambo. Yeah. Mhlali ngaphambili, le ngxelo le inhle kodwa ayiphelelanga ngokweleti icala le-ex-mine workers.
Chairperson, this report is not satisfactory, although it looks good on the other side, but to us as ex-miners, it's not satisfactory.
Iyawuxola ke interdepartmental task team uba nam ndithethe ngolu hlobo ndililungulayo, kodwa ke andoneliseki ngenxa yento yokuba ndiphuma embuthweni wabasebenzi abasebenzi
emikhosi. The mental task team will forgive me this regard because I am coming from the Union of Workers.
Ngokokuva kwam nokuqwalasela kwam nangezimvo eziphume kwintlanganiso yabasebenzi xa bendibanika iripoti, aboneliseki tu ngako konke ingakumbi aba bakwela cala lalibizwa ngokuba yi-CSKI kuba bengekabhatalwa bona ngoku, kanti inkqubo yokuhlawula abasebenzi.
Workers from CSKI are not satisfied. Ndicela ukuthethe nje kube mfutshane ungabi mde.
Kulungile ngoku, ndakwenzela loo nto. Enkosi Mhlali ngaphambili. Ngoko ke iminyaka mibini kuqale ubhatala kwelaa cala laliyi-Transkei, kanti ke akukaqalwa nento kwelaa cala laliyi-CSKI.
Payments, but when you look at the CSKI region, they haven't started making payments.
Yintlungu ke leyo kuthi sonke kuba nathi sasebenza ezimayini nam andikahlawuli.
That is painful to all of us because even myself I haven't been paid up until now.
Kulo December besicinga into yoba nathi sawucofa kwi-ATMs kodwa kunjalongo.
We were hoping that by this December we'll be able to go to the bank and withdraw something, but it's not the case.
kind of akasonile sanga konke sakwenza imikhushuzo inkosi kakhulu. We are not satisfied at all and we are prepared to take further action. Thank you.
Ikona enye omnye umsebenzi ufuna ukufunda.
Any worker would like to give input?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Bela Tole. The report looks good.
And he left Yazi.
And we are aware of it.
Upon the Bedaga corner.
Where it becomes confusing is the fact that it is said we have handed a list to Rand Mutual.
Rand Mutual is a certain Department of Health.
Rand Mutual got the list from the Department of Health, not from us. Rand Mutual hasn't received the actual list from the X miners. This issue is supposed to be addressed by us and Rand Mutual. My name is Phumzile Dayi from X Miners Union. I thank you, the commissioner, for the job, for the good job. My wish is that the ex-miners can be paid so that we can't see a situation whereby we see the list but people are not getting paid. We want the people to receive the real money. We are experiencing a situation whereby the numbers of people are increasing, whereas the problem of money being reimbursed to them is not addressed. I think as an interdepartmental task team, we should look at this issue.
So again, alomazi.
In these short words, I would like to applaud the interdepartmental task team for this wonderful job they have done so far. The only thing that we must do is just to correct here and there so that we can move forward. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to engage with the Department of Health in their campaign of advocacy with the media.
My proposal, Chair, would be that the content of what goes to media should be vetted through the portfolio committee. That would not amount to censorship, but the fact of the matter is that if you take that message, as people are contesting elections, each political party would want to use that.
Nanjengoko sibona ke kusiwa kwinyulo lomasipala yamacele zopolitiko angathathi ithuba ke uba asebenzise olo lwazi uba lungavakala lungabonakala uba lingazigqithiswa ngaphambili.
And quite often the plight of the ex mine workers has been politicized on the basis of people looking for votes, not on the basis of solving what are the
challenges.
So as
you go to the media, bear that in mind, that all what is going to be discussed is who has finally brought to an end the plight of the mine workers, and who has the right to campaign either in Eastern Cape or elsewhere using the same message. So the message must be very clear so that it's not hijacked for political expedience. The second one is on the matter that this must be closed on the 31st of March this year. I don't know who has the power to do that, but it should be on the basis that everything has been done to ensure that there are no other claimants outstanding. So we would expect that there be an audit verified and discussed with the committees, and that everybody is happy that everyone who has rightfully claimed has been
paid.
And that when you close it, you close it on the basis of no other further claimants to be looked at. Though it might sound unpopular, the conclusion that the money be given to the provincial government of Eastern Cape for development sounds problematic for me. We would have preferred as a union that if all claims are settled and then there's a money remaining, that money must be taken to a bursary fund that is responsible for kids of X and current mine workers, and not for development, because government has a budget to do that.
So money ke bonakala ke mnango kulethu luvo ingase ingancedwa ifakwe phansi ebhasari enokuncedisa abantwana babasebenzi basemigodini okanye kubantu ababefudula besebenza emigodini kunye babantwana babo bakwazi ukufunda.
Perhaps you could look into the lessons in the current Vaal Rift Disaster Fund.
Ningajonga ke khona inhlekele phake pha eFAL.
We've just agreed with them as a union that because the fund is winding its operations, so that the money remaining in that fund be used for education of ex-mine workers and current mine workers' kids.
Ukwenza ukuba imali eshiyeke phana ke incedise abantwana ke abangabantwana abasebenzi befuthula besebenza begodini.
Money derived from the sweating of mine workers should be used to improve their working conditions or their family lifestyle.
Imali ke efumaneke ngenxa yoba abantu bebesebenza nzima, lo mali mayincedise ke ekuphuculeni ubomi babo okanye ubomi babantwana babo bantu.
We'll be waiting with interest that the Eastern Cape Provincial Government in this year will not return money to National Treasury as it used to. So, Chair, that's our view on the two elements. Otherwise, we're fine.
Thank
you to the ex mine workers.
And thank you to Meli.
And I also thank the advocate for ex-mine workers, Mr. Sambata. I'll hand over to Mr. Serue. before the members of parliament can give their own inputs. I wanted to comment on the issues that have been raised.
As a task team, yes, I shall appoint.
As a task team, we sat down.
Sayenza I procedure.
We made a procedure.
That should be followed.
When we
deal with the claims from ex-mine workers. The reason that the people from the other group have not been paid
10%.
It is because we have not received the
applications.
And as the interdepartmental task team, we dealt with this matter with him
in
two meetings in the Eastern Cape and one meeting in
Pretoria.
Because we have requested the group to give us the list that has the names of people who believe that they have their claims with the UIF or the CCOD. So as soon as we receive those list,
chapters,
what we do is to go into our system to check whether people have claims or not. Thereafter, those who have claims will ask them to make applications. Because we have learned the hard way. Where we got applications. And we found people to not have claims within our system. It was problematic because then we raised people's expectations. So we have asked Mr.
Nyamfu
to give us the list, and thereafter we will actually check them and we will ask him to tell the people with valid claims to make applications. Now, with regard to Rand Mutual, the list that we Rand Mutual used came from the Department of Health, but its origin was from the ex-mine workers. With regard to money to be used for development, it was the recommendation of Parliament that if we do not find the claimant, we should actually use what is remaining for development. But they did not prescribe as to how we should actually use that. But it was indicated that we need to use it to improve the areas where the ex-mine workers are living.
Thank
you, Chairman.
I'm sure the members of parliament will say something on this recommendation. Just on this recommendation to make a clarity. Please, Honorable Nyagem.
Thank you, sir. Firstly, today we are told that it's Parliament's decision.
Namhlanje ke sixelelwa into bakhe sisigqibo seParliament.
If there's money that has not been paid, then it must be used for its development.
esithi imali engakhange isetyenziswe mayisetyenziselele iinkqubo zophuhliso eMpuma Koloni.
I assume, Chairperson, that the interdepartmental task team forget to tell us in previous meetings about this decision.
Na ke le nto iyandethusa kuba ke eli gqiza labasebenzi lalibala ukusichazela loo mba lowo na iyandethusa loo nto.
What my daughter said earlier is correct.
Okukhankanywe ngumadoda ke kubonakala kuchanekile.
There's a department ye rural development.
There is a department for rural development
which take care of their projects. In fact, there is a program of that department.
Ela sebeke linenkqubo yalo ekhoyo lisebenzisayo.
Because this is not just money. It's money that was not claimed by X-Man workers because when they left the mines where they were working.
Imali lena engazange isetyenziswe ngabe besayosebenza emigodini kuba ngethuba bephuma emsebenzini wabo okanye bewushiya.
It was not nice.
Kwakungemnandanga.
They didn't just sit down and not claim the money that belongs to them.
Zange bahlale phansi basonge izandla bangenzi kwanto bangabanga imali zabo.
So responsibilities of certain levels of government, we can't use money that to ex-man workers are entitled to, including their families.
Asinokwazi ukusebenzisa imali efanele uba isetyenziswe ngabe besebenza emigodini sisebenzisele thina enye into endaweni yoba sixhase bona.
The proposal that has been raised by my daughter, partially I agree with, but
I agree partially with the proposal that has been raised by my daughter, but I would like to put that in my own terms. If that money can be specifically used for educational purposes,
kufuneka ibe ngabantwana babantu ababesebenza ezimayini and then abangakwazanga ukufumana ukuqema le mari because of batholile or but ibe kanti izawujonga kubo ingajongi kwabanye nabareferensiweyo madoda.
This money must be specifically be used to the people who for the children's ex miners who were not able to claim the money, not for the other people who have just been retrenched.
However, Chairperson, for me, we can't say come the financial year end, so then now the process must start now. But it must be something that is in our minds. What is it that we will do with the money that might not be claimed? But singathi is a match embagogo.
Yeah, the money must be specifically be used for that financial year.
And the money that is important. The point I'm raising is that the project. We must use the financial year end of March next year. Is that the interdepartmental task team will no longer exist and look for people who are supposed to claim this money.
Makungathi xa kuphele unyaka mali elgqiza ke lamasebe aluzukwazi ukuba ke lincedise abantu benza amabango xa kuphele unyaka mali.
Thank you, sir.
Enkosi, sir.
Is there any other member who wants to say on the recommendation before we can start engaging? Just on the recommendation.
I think that there are also legal ramifications with that, so we actually need to get some legal advice, so I'm not going to give a detailed comment on that. But I just want to say that, I think we need to get a little bit further into this discussion as to why there's so much money left over.
Ifuna ukuthi funa ukuthi thina funeke thina siqwala selokanye siphinde sijonge ngoba kutheni kukho imali engaka eshiyekileyo engasetyenziswanga.
Because the process that we asked for is not to disperse a little bit of money and then to be left with this windfall left over. And I think when we finished with this issue, I would like to ask questions about why that is, because that's a problem.
Thanks, Jefferson. I just want to make a note here regarding the recommendations that were made regarding the money that was the money that will be left behind. I remember quite clearly that it was the interdepartmental task team that was coming with suggestions of even cooperatives that would be opened in for development. When we went to visit, when we had a meeting in the Eastern Cape, it was never the portfolio committee that came up with this suggestion, but
Your portfolio committee is at this table.
I just thought that I should put it quite clearly that it was not us that came up with suggestions of how the money should be spent, but it was the interdepartmental task team that was coming up with some suggestions of even cooperatives together with the representatives from the mine workers.
The interdepartmental task team ke yathi yenza nezindululo zokhopholotyeni kunye ke nabameli babasebenzi babesebenza ezimayini, hayi i-portfolio committee yezabasebenzi yasepalamente ayiyo yenza nezi zindululo, zange ize nazo.
It is very clear from all the members of parliament here that we do not accept the recommendation that this fund was closed at the end of the financial year. We want to read on the same page with the interdepartmental task team so that we can all say that the money is there, but there are no claimants. What we'll do as portfolio committee, I think we have to have a meeting as members of the portfolio committee where we will discuss this issue as to what is that we can do as the members to be sure that all these challenges that they are having of people not claiming or of people who are claiming people who are not the right people, we have to be sure we must find a way of being satisfied as members, not only listen to you, but it's things that we'll discuss as we meet as a department, as the portfolio committee. But from this meeting, it might be that the parliament, members of parliament who were there before us, might have taken that decision. I don't want to completely rule you out because we have just taken over. So, but if they did, for us, we really want to finish with this problem. As you see, since this problem started cropping up at our time, we have been running with it, and we'll run with it until we are all satisfied that we've done our best. With those, I think the members can start engaging on the report itself. Honourable Ollis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm quite concerned about this report, quite honestly. I'm concerned because we have over 18,000 people claiming, and we have 457 payments made. There's 20 million available, and a maximum, by the looks of things, of about 2 million has been paid out. Now that says that there's one of two problems. Either 17,000 something people just lied and tried to climb on the bandwagon to get money. Or it means that the department's concerned, and there's, I think, three departments here, only two today. There's health, the Department of Labor, but there was also the mines people were initially involved, and I don't know where they got to, but anyway, the point is that the alternative two is that we can't find the details to prove that those other 17,000 people are valid claimants. So that leaves us with a problem. And we need an explanation. Who are these other 17,000 people? It's a lot of people, and if they come and stand on the steps of Parliament, we're going to call you all back. That's my first problem, and I have two others. My second one relates to this complaint that you don't have enough full-time staff as departments to run this project. The Labour Department's budget is 1.8
million.
By the 1.8 million? Roughly. And there was just an additional allocation in the medium term budget that's being voted for the Department of
Labour.
And between 6 and 7 million is allocated for administration. And then the mining department that deals with mining, the health department, there's also adjustments to those
guys.
And so I want to suggest that the chairperson of our committee, and she must decide whether she agrees with me, but my suggestion is that our chairperson requests the Minister of Labour or the Ministers of the three departments to allocate one or two full-time staff members to work full-time on this project until the end of the financial year. We can't have people doing this in their spare time.
As no one has been abandoned, and then the regulations are
if there is an extra budget, we need two people, two salaries out of an entire budget of 1.8 or 1.9 million just for one department, let alone the other departments. It's not a lot of money. We can surely afford two administrators to sit in the office and process all the documents, the claims, find the telephone numbers or whatever is required. My third recommendation or query about this is why we don't close files when we're sure that the person is not the right claimant. I agree that out of the 17,000 or 17,500, there will be some that are not valid. There must be. But if that is the case, then you need to write a letter. In Xhosa or in English, or both Xhosa and English. And you need to give a copy to the representatives here. And if you have the contact details, you need to send that letter to the person that's claimed. And then you close the file. Because then you've dealt with that one. Otherwise, we're going to end up either if it's the 31st of March next year or the 31st of March the following year or whenever the date is, with this thing going on and on and on, and we can't have that. We need this interdepartmental task team to pay
sifuna ke ngqiza ke kumele amaseba abasebenzi benze inhlawulo babhatala abantu.
To then close files.
Vale ifayile emva koko.
And to then inform people in writing.
Ngoko ke abantu emva koko abantu babhalelwe phantsi uba ke ndibani bani umntu wakho sowugqibile.
In whichever language.
Noba ibhalwa ngoluphi ulwimi.
Through the representatives.
Ngokusebenzisa abameli babasebenzi.
Or directly with a letter.
Okanye ke umntu abhalelwe ngqo incwadi.
That their case and their file has been decided and closed. And then you can come back to this parliamentary committee on the 31st of March.
And
then you say 5,000 are closed.
And 2,000
you've paid. And whatever else, so that we can finish this process. So I'm quite concerned that, the chairperson, that we were told this morning that not a lot of progress happened since they were here the last time. That was the statement that was made at the beginning. That's not okay. We need to pay more of them. We need to close the ones that are definitely not okay. And we need to inform people in writing of the outcome so that we are not late on questions that we didn't bother to inform people. And only then can we decide what happens to the money that's left over, and that's a legal thing. Because UIF money and occupational health money, and this, you can't just decide somewhere anywhere in a committee that you're going to do this or that with it. There's legal controls around money that is meant for certain people, and you must apply those legal controls, but we can only do that at the end of the process.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Earlier we were just talking to the recommendation. Which is good. The interdepartmental task team was put in place by Parliament for a pay pause. The purpose was to look at how people who did not claim their UI monies, people who got injured in the mines but left mines without being dismissed or retrenched, but because of the situation at that particular time. Madam Chairperson, I'm not talking hearsay here. I'm talking from experience.
And the 13th,
in 1987, I left Beatrix's mine. The town that is close to that mine is
Tennyson.
I left everything there.
That's here, Congo Guampire.
So the point that I'm trying to raise here is that it was good for me because I knew my reference number, I knew my account number and everything else. But not everybody who left mines at that particular time was like me.
Kubonakala ke mina ke thuba ndishiya phana ndandisazi zonke iinkcukacha okanye iingcombolo zam ezifana neaccount number ne-reference number njalo njalo. Kodwa ke ngelishwa abanye abantu mhlawumbi bona babenganazo ezo ngcombolo, babengazazi iingcombolo zabo.
Including the mine number, because they are mine numbers.
Kuquka ke nenombolo ke i-mine number le kuba zikhona nazo ezo nombolo, ziyafuneka ezo ngcombolo.
That is going to make the process difficult because people can't remember what were their mine numbers at that particular time that things will not go easy as we want.
Loo nto ke yenza kuba nzima kuba abantu abazazi neenombolo zabo zasemigodini yiloo nto ngosizibona sijongane nale ntsinda abadala.
That is why the department went to the minister to interact with Steba in order to get the details.
Yiloo nto ke isebe lelaya kumphathiswa ukuze kuqhakanyishelwane nesebe labateko ukuze kufumaneke ezona nkcukacha.
That's why earlier, Chairperson, I was arguing that we can't just close this by March next year because there's still there are many things that we need to look at.
Yiloo nto lehlalubethi asinowuvala le nkqubo ngomatshi kulo nyaka uzayo zinintsi ezinye izinto ekufuneke sizijonge ekufuneka sizise iso.
At the same time, there's nothing wrong for us to be proactive.
Kwangaxesha akho nto ke igwenxa ekubeni uba thina sibhinqele phezulu.
In order for us to say, in an event where we have tried everything, then we can't get people who are supposed to claim these monies, what then can be done by the money? There's nothing wrong in throwing in ideas.
Akho nto ke igwenxa ekubeni ke sabelaneni ngamafa.
Because at the end of the day, if a trust has to be put in place, we know, we can't just say, there must be a trust. We will say, we'll take a decision, and then people who must put in place, who must involve, and lawyers, and everybody else, that will be done. There's nothing wrong in us. Come the time where we think that now we must close this thing, it must go for children of the beneficiaries, for education, there's nothing wrong with that.
Akukhona ke igwenxa ekubeni ke emva kuba kuyo yonke le nto yenziwe sifikelele mhlawumbi kwisigqibo sokuba makusekwe itrust okanye mhlawumbi ke makunikwe inkxaso kubantwana babantu bebesebenza emigodini akukho nto igwenxa loo nto kodwa ke masizivelele zonke iinkalo.
But I just want to say something, Madam Chair, on the firstly, my understanding, Commissioner, was that the office of the Deputy President
okokwamkwazi ke commissionala iofisi kasekela mongameli wesizwe
and the office of the premier in the Eastern Cape
kunye ke neofisi yenkulumbuso yephondo lempuma koloni
apart of the work that they are doing
bayinxalenye ke yalo msebenzi siwenzayo.
But in the introduction I didn't hear
kodwa ke
I was outside
ngethuba lokusenziwa izazisi okanye ngethuba lokuqaliswa le nkqubo khange bakhankanye mhlawumbi kufunekeke ndifile andazi.
And in the last meeting that we had
xa ile ntlanganiso yokugqibela esasinayo
you were also to make sure that the Chamber of Mines when you come to Parliament they are also represented. That didn't have you talking on that.
Kwakufuneka nani niqinisekise into yoba ke iChamber of Mines nayo iyabandakanywa kule nkqubo kodwa uzothi gango kandivanga nto ithethwa ngabo.
I'm not responding. Oh, uphumele umnumzana Olisi.
Oh, I can see Mr. Olisi has gone out.
Well, I wanted to say something on the point that you raised.
Bendifuna nje ukuthi gqabagqaba kwezinto bekhe waziphakamisa.
Because for me it will be difficult for us to directly deal with administration.
Kuba ke mna ke ndibona ingathi njengekomiti thina sinokwazi ukuthi jongana ngqo nemiba yolawulo ngokusilapho.
When to close files, what you must do before closing the file. It's a pity ubalekile.
Ngoba ke mhlawumbi sithethe ngokuba kuvala i-files okanye sizivuleni ni-files but ngelishwa ke ngoku saphumile.
I think the to CCOD
ndifuna ukuthi ke ku-CCOD
in the area of the affidavit
ngokumayelana ke ne-affidavit
because in your report you are indicating that it's affidavits that come from Osborne.
Yeah, because in your report you are indicating that the affidavit must be given by the headman.
You see, it's better if you explain upfront what documents do you want. If you want, you don't just say you want affidavit. That obviously people will go to their headman.
Because in the last meeting, that's one area that we raised.
kuba kunhlanganiswa ke yokugqibela lo mbhalo osawe ukuphakamisa.
Where the trustees?
Apho ke amalungu ebhodi etrust.
In fact, there was a representative then in that meeting.
Kwakukho ke nommele ke wabantu ke webhodi etrust kulaa mhlanganiso.
As to check what is it that might not have been claimed by the ex-mine worker.
Ezokukhangela ke into yobana ke zezinto ezinye izinto ezingazange mhlawumbi zibe ziyabangwa ngabasebenzi befuthi la besebenza emigodini.
Thank you very much, sir.
Enkosi sihlalo.
Thank you, Honourable Nyikemba. Honourable Makupela.
Ngibonge sihlalo. I just want to zoom into the Rand Mutual Assurance issue.
Ndifuna ke ukuthetha ngalo mba we-Rand Mutual Assurance.
Here on your presentation you mentioned that only 20 claims were registered and were finalized.
Uthi ke wena mthetho yakho ke ngamabango ayi-20 athi abhaliswa nawo athi abe ayaqukunjelwa.
Against the 18,000 that were received.
Xa uthelekisa ke nala mabango ayi-18,000 athi afunyanwa.
Well, I want to raise this because I've heard as if there's a dispute because the Rand Mutual Assurance wants to close the process and one of the ex-mine workers representative is saying that they have not yet been consulted to provide
a kubonakala ke ingathi yena uRand Mutual ufuna ukuyivala le nkubo kwangaxeshanye ke kona abameli babasebenzi basemigodini basafuna kuphandwe nzulu.
So here there's confusion in this presentation because if there are people that are saying that they have not yet put the claims and yet the process by Rand Mutual will be finalized and closed, and you are saying there were about 18,000 claims that were received. It means that there only if 20 was finalized and money was paid, it means the rest were fraudulent or the rest had inadequate information.
Ukuba ke uthi amabango ayi-20 athi ke abe ayasonjululwa kuthetha into yobana ke la ashiyekileyo athi enziwa ngokuqhetheba, ngoko ke loo nto ngoku ibonakale yenza kubekho impixano okanye kubekho ukubhideka.
So I'm identifying a weakness within the interdepartmental task team.
Ndibona ke ingathi i-interdepartmental task team noko inako ukusilela, iyasilela, iyaqhwalela kule ndawo.
When I'm saying the interdepartmental task team, I'm also including the representatives from the ex-mine workers.
Xa ke ndithetha nge-interdepartmental task team ndikwaquka nabameli kabameli abasebenzi basemigodini.
Because this report is a report that eyenzwe ngini nonke as a interdepartmental task team, and you have been aware of this more than 18,049.
Kuba ke le ngxelo yingxelo eyayilwa nini nonke, ngoko ke yiloo nto nam indinikayingxakile.
Because if we just minus 20 out of this 18,569, it means that 18,549 claims did not have adequate information and therefore could not be processed.
Ngoko kuba ke sithabatha ke amabango ayi-20 ukuba asonjululwe, loo nto ithetha uba ke amabango ayi-18,549 zange anikwe ingqwalasela eyiyo.
What I want is just for the commissioner to just clarify to us this entire process of the Rand Mutual Assurance, because equally the process cannot go forever and ever until the Son of Man comes back to fetch those that he's going to fetch and send to wherever he needs to send them. So, but equally, when people come here and make claims that they have not yet submitted their list, it's very disturbing.
Ngoko ke xa abantu besingapha phakathi kwethu bathi ukuluhlu labo abaliqekisi ngaphambili, loo nto iyabhidisa. Ngoko ndifuna nayingcaciso ethe vetshe kwabakaRand Mutual.
Not necessarily kubakaRand Mutual, from the commissioner, because he's the one that is heading the leader of this interdepartmental.
Oh, ndifuna ke impendulo esuka kumkomishala kuba nguye oyinkokheli yeli qhinga lamasebe.
And then the second issue that I want to speak on is the issue of
umayelana namabango athi enziwa kwisele lezempilo.
The Department of Health mentioned that they have received 200 claims thus far. And then out of these, how many were processed and how many were have queries and how many had not, they do not have any reference.
Liyasho ke ndoba ke kula mabango ngawapha amanye athi ke abe ayalungiswa ngawapha amanye asakusekho ukungandeliseki ngakuwo njalo njalo.
But in their challenges here, they are saying that the ratio of fraudulent claims that are increasing on a daily basis.
Kubonakala ingathi ke basho ke abasebenzele ukubana kukhona ke ubuqhetseba obenzekayo kula mabango besenziwa ke ngabantu abathile.
Unless it's me that do not understand this, or ukuthi you only received 200 claims and in this breakdown here, yeah, no, you show that only 6 were paid and then 11 were 111 applications are still being processed, and then 65 you've raised queries on them, and then 18 are without reference. But if you go and saying there's a ratio increasing each and every on a daily basis on fraudulent claims, or it means there's something that I do not understand that you need to explain to us here. Unless you are saying that you have received more than 200 claims.
Koko ke mna ndibona ngathi kukhona ukubhidakala kuba nithi ke ezinye amanye amabango ayi-6 aye abhatalwa ayi-11 asalungiswa. Koko ke ndifuna nam ni ndicazisele ngcono.
Because we need to at some stage we need to close this whole thing.
Kuba ke ekugqibeleni kufuneke yonke le ngxaki siyisombulule.
But we cannot say we are rushing into closing it in this financial just because we want to close books for the sake of closing
books.
So it must be noted that as the portfolio committee, we want to get to the bottom of this and try to solve it where all stakeholders, well, not everybody will be satisfied, but we want to get to a point where everybody agrees on the process that we are going to move forward.
Njenge portfolio committee ke thina sifuna ke wonke ubani ke aneliseke nathi siqinisekise into yobana ke le nkqubo siyivala icacile.
On that note, Chair, let me just end this.
Ngoko ke hlalo nam ke mandiyime kuloo ndawo.
Any further input from the interdepartmental staff?
Ngoba ke zikhona ezinye izimvo
madam. Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks to all the honorable members of parliament.
Inkosi sihlalo, ndibulela kakhulu namalungu eparlamente.
I am Lindiwe Ndelu from the Department of Health.
Igama lam ke ndingulindiwe Ndelu ndisuka kwisebe lezempilo.
I would like to just give the time frame for the whole project.
Ndifuna ke ukuchaza ngexesha elisikelwe the project.
And also would like to say maybe we may have to write a comprehensive report to the portfolio committee.
Kanjalo ukutsho into yobana kuzawunyanzeleka mhlawumbi into yoba sibhale ingxelo ethe vetshe siyibhalela ke i-portfolio committee yezabasebenzi yalapha epalamente.
From the Department of Health, we started with the eczema in Makazi in
2003.
And from that time, the claims that were brought in is the
18,500 and something.
We went on with this process up to about
2005.
We had about three mop-ups of the project. We closed and opened, closed and opened. And again, in 2005, it
started because the representatives of ex-mine workers felt that there were some members who had not
claimed.
Out of the 18,000 before we began in 2008, there were already 11,000 ex-mine workers who were paid by the commission.
18,000, 11,000.
So the current figures that we are talking about, the 200, as it was reported, was just from the 6,000 that was left and moving from August to September. This, at some stage, it even led to us gazetting in 2009 all the names of ex-mine workers.
Oh, okay, kwathi kwakhokhelela ekubeni bake onke lamabango ke ngo 2009 sibeke siya washicilela kumaqhubu kaHulumeni
to close the project in October 2009.
Ukuze ke le project sivale ke ngo October ka 2009.
But then through the interdepartmental task team and also the complaints from the ex-mine workers, we have been carrying on in spite of that, and we have, like the progress report that we have now, we have been receiving. When we talk of increasing fraudulent claims, it is not just from the 200. We are reporting on a progress looking from the time that we started. I felt it is important that I give this background, having listened to the inputs that the members of the portfolio committee were putting, hence the suggestion that maybe, because we were of the impression that maybe the reports that have been written before you were aware of, maybe we need to really write a whole comprehensive report for the current portfolio committee.
Mnake ndibona ke kufanelekile ke bendibone kufanelekile uba ke ndinike le ntsukaphi yokwenzeka kwezinto. Kwakhona ndibona kufanelekile ona mhlawumbi kungakufaneleka uba siphinde sibhale enye ingxelo ethe vele ukwenzeka uba sibhalele le komiti ikhoyo ngoku.
And when the ex-mine workers say they haven't claimed from Rand Mutual Association, they haven't sent a list, I would support that in the sense that this list that has been used was for health, and it was for claims. The Department of Health is only responsible for occupational lung diseases.
Abantu abathi beke bonakalelwa yimiphunga bethuba ke besemsebenzini.
And it is not responsible for all the other diseases or injuries.
Isebe lezempilo kalijongananga nezinye ke mhlawumbi izifo okanye ke okanye eminye imonzakalo ethi yenzeke.
We also have had meetings with the tribal leaders, and we were using the affidavits from them. But in so doing, while we were doing that, we then realized there were now other fraudulent affidavits, and also at some stage the ex-mine workers themselves complained that they were made to pay for these affidavits. So there was some kind of confusion.
Kubonakala ingathi ke ngethuba sisebenzisa iaffidavit kwaye ke kwavela namanye amaqhinga okusebenzisa ubuqhetseba kokuba abantu banyanzeliswe into yoba ke mabasebenzise iaffidavit. Ngoko sabona uba ingathi ikho nto esifuna ilungisa uba kwaba khona ubuqhetseba obavelayo kwakwele nkqubo yeiaffidavit.
I would also like to clear the matter that Deva would have labor records of mine workers who have worked in the coal mine. But the other mines, coal, platinum, asbestos.
Kodwa ke eminye imigodi efana mhlawumbi nemigodi yamalahle iplatinum asbestos njalo njalo.
That is why in the interdepartmental task team the use of affidavits for people who have worked in the mines was also allowed.
Siyakungaba ke loo nto ke kule interdepartmental team umba ke wabasebenzi bebesebenza ke emigodini nawo uye wavunyelwa.
I hope I have tried to sort of put the history behind this, but I am also saying we have to write the record.
Ndiyacinga into yobana ke eneneni mhlawumbi ke ndizamile noko ukucacisa phana phaa, kodwa ke ndibona kufanele ukubana kusafuneka siphinde sibhale enye ingxelo ecacileyo nethe vetshe.
Thank you.
Enkosi kakhulu.
Can we just tea outside? Can you just wait for 5 minutes? Just take tea and come back.
Then the Halal Bassi didn't move my market, so if my mother's pump, I have a pan, the music is a baby, the Halal's pin is booy. Thank you.
Service provider.
Honorable Makubela was going to say something before break. Please continue.
Thanks, Chairperson. let me clarify here the issue that I've raised on the ratio of fraudulent and unauthentic claims. I raised it on the basis of the presentation that says it's increasing on a daily basis. So it must be noted that the Postal Committee has the report as from 2003. We've even included the chairperson of the Health Portfolio Committee, who was then the MSC for Health in the Eastern Cape, who also took us on board on all the issues from the years that he also tried to facilitate the process when he was still in the
MSC.
Well, that's just the clarity that I wanted to bring forth. When a report is appreciated, if you can bring it to the Portfolio Committee, it will then be an updated report from the report that we have. What we have a report from the.
Sinayo ke ingxelo sinayo ne ingxelo yamkelekile kuba ke ngaba ingxelo mhlambe eseniphucule ngokwakumbi kodwa ke nathi sinayo ingxelo esinayo njengekomiti.
Well, let me also appreciate the clarity on the 18,500 something claimants that when it may be that Rand Mutual Assurance got this list from the ones that were provided to the Department of Health, not from the ex-mine workers.
Kubonakala ngathi Rand Mutual yena wafumana uluhlu kwisebe lezempilo hayi kubasebenzi basemigodini.
Yeah, well, that's just it, but that's, I also just appreciate the clarity that you put forward, ma'am, and with just the corrections that I just made.
Ben, ndifuna nje ukwenza izilungiso ndingayigatyi ke noko intetho yenzileyo mama okanye nkosazana.
Thank you, Honorable. Any more input? Kunomsebenzi ofuna something. Tata umnumzana uDayi.
Namasihlalo, ndiyabulela kakhulu. I thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Ndifuna ukungena kulaa ndawo kaRand Mutual.
I would like to speak on the issue of Rand Mutual.
Inani likaRand Mutual athumele lika 18,569.
The issue of 18,569
kwakungelo nani wayelinikwe zii-ex mine workers.
That number was not directly from the ex miners.
Linani eli walifumana kwiCCOD. CCOD ngamagama lawa ayekhishiwe kuthiwa ngamagama ala 54 million wayezosebenza ngayo.
They got that number from CCOD.
La magama kwayingamagama ayezosebenza ngawo ke nde imost yawo la magama ngabantu abangasekhoyo.
Most of the of those people that are on that list are people that are no longer living or people who are already passed away.
Even nabantu bebeclaima beclaimela mo magama beclaimela abantu abangasekhoyo.
Even the people who made claims, they made those claims on behalf of the people who have already passed away.
Ngoku thina sinomfana siwenze uRand Mutual ukuba uqalisa le process ngoba besimiyeke kule 18,569 uba makaqhubeke naye abone ubucholane and then ke ngokemveni koko azoqalisa ngathi uRand Mutual acele uba masimnikeze iilisti zabantu esinabo embuthweni ukuze akwazi ke ngokubajonga.
We were waiting for Rand Mutual to finish the 18,569 and then come back to us afterwards.
Ngoko ke into esiyicela ngoku apha sicela uba uRand Mutual makangathi uyayivala le nto ngoba sele igqibile makeze kuthi ke ngokwazothi.
We want Rand Mutual to come back to us.
Athi ucela uba masimnikeze amagama abantu abakhoyo abaphilayo abona baneeclaims zabo apha kuRand Mutual sikwazi ke ngokumnikeza ezo list.
So that we can be able to give Rand Mutual the actual list of the existing people on that are at our disposal.
Kulapho ke uRand Mutual azothi hayi ndisebenzile umsebenzi ndiwugqibile hayi lo waye utatefaya kusisi-OD.
That is when Rand Mutual will then say yes I finished the job but not the one that he got from CCOD.
So So bendifuna ukucacisa loo ndawo uba uran meshwala angathi wenzile umsebenzi ngomsebenzi wayengawuthatha ngakuthi kuxa azosebenza nathi ke ngouran meshwala.
We would like to allude to the fact that it's about time that Ran Meshwala will start to work with us now.
Because
thank you.
Patrick Nyamfu.
I acknowledge Mr. Patrick Nyamfu.
Enkosi mhlali ngaphambili inhlanganiso ebekekileyo ngokubani.
Thank you, Chair.
Mhlali ngaphambili ndibulela kakhulu xa kukho esasindululo sisongezwa esokokuba.
I'm grateful for the recent recommendation.
Mandifake amagama.
That we must also include a list. That I must include a list.
Kuba xa ndingenzi njalo ndiyawube ndibambezela i-interdepartmental
because
emsebenzini wayo.
Because if I don't do that, I will be reversing the work of the interdepartmental work task team.
Kodwa bendicela ukwazisa le nto ithi.
I would like to announce that
ukuba kukho umba odibanisa imali phakathi nabantu ze kuthiwe babesebenza abo bantu, kukho ubunzima apho, kufuneka ingxoxo ngokubanzi ke.
If there is an issue that pertains money, then we must engage and deliberate extensively on that issue.
Ke loo mntu uzawube ehlawulwa kudingeka into abahlale phantsi nabo bantu aza kubahlawula aneliseke bonke.
That person who is supposed to pay the claim must sit down with a person who's making a claim.
Ingakumbi xa bekuthekwakho ukhankalazo neentshukumo ezithile bekungekho mvisiswano kaloku ke xa kuthiwa kusithele sengxoxo ngoku.
If there is a platform for deliberation, let be it.
Kufuneka sihleli phantsi siboniswa into yokuba uyawundihlawula njani, undihlawule kangakanani, kangangexesha lam ebendilisebenzile kuba uthi uvuselela into endala njengale UIF.
We must sit down and talk about the terms of payment. How are you going to pay me, when, and so forth.
Ngela xesha lakuqala uDepartment of Labor wayethe UIF uzivalile ke masingaclaimi into.
The Department of Labor said he has closed down the UIF, then we can't make claimants.
Ke ngoku uthi uzivulile ke ezo UIF masiziclaime.
But now the government says yes, they have reopened the UIF, we can now make claims.
Sasisebenza kwiimayini ezavalwa kudala, sineminyaka emininzi esavala esasisebenze kwezo mayini kambe ke nexesha esilihleli apha emakhaya lide.
We were working on those mines and it has been long time now since we are not working.
Zawuhlawulwa njani ke ngoku?
How
into yayivaliwe kuqala ndingathula ndithi ndizawusamagama abantu pha bahlawulwe ungakanani loo mali
zahlawulwa. How am I going to be paid? Am I supposed to sit down or to claim?
Obu ke bubomi bethu thina zi ex-mine workers kanti kwelinye icala yimbangelo.
This is our lives. This pertains, this includes the issues of our lived livelihood as ex-miners.
Nakubeni inga kukho uloyiso kwelinye icala kodwa kukufa kuba kwaba bantu sibameleyo kuba sawuba ngabathengisi.
Even though there is a victory on the other side, but on the other side there isn't disadvantage because we'll be appearing as if now we are sellouts.
Singezanga kuthengisa mntu ke kuba intlungu xa siphuma apha sifikela kuyothina phaya eMpuma Koloni siyazi ngokubani.
We know the situation on the ground in the Eastern Cape. People are suffering.
Le UIF ingaba siza kuyihlawulwa njani singayanga ezingxoxweni sixelelwe into kokuba ngeminyaka
emingaqala
kowuphunyaka le UIF.
How are we going to be paid through this UIF system? Because we want to know.
Ukusukela kulaa nyaka usebenze ngayo kuso uphume ngawo enkomboni uzawutsho kuloo nyaka ngoku uzawuhlawulwa njani.
How are you going to be paid from the period whereby you lost your job up until now? How are you going to pay from that period up until now? How is the process going to be unfolding?
Ukuba ndifumana amandongo mane ke ngenxa yaloo nto ibe ngamandongo mane ebesiwaxoxile ukuba ndakuwazuza ngenxa yengxoxo
besezithathile. If I happen to be compensated, then that money must be from that period since I lost my job up until now.
Inkosi kakhulu ke mhlali.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Chairperson, I think the task team needs to go back.
Ngibayigqibela sebenze funeke babuye baphinde bayoqwalasela ngokokutsha
and clarify these payments.
Bazameke ukulungisa lo mba wokuhlawulwa kwabasebenzi basemgodini.
Why do we say people must submit this to the interdepartmental task team?
Kuba kutheni abantu kufuneke bagqithisele uluhlu lwabasebenzi kweli qhiza limele amasebe?
Because this is not opened one to people who left mines because of retrenchment or the mine has been closed down.
Oku ke akuvakali kakhulu kubantu ababemkile ngoba bebegxotha okanye ngenxa yoba lo mgodi uye wavala.
Because then if you are dismissed in the mine, you are given a blue card and go and claim the UIF money
Kuba
for a specified period
Kuba
in terms of the UIF Act.
Kuba ke ngokomthetho we-UIF uye unikwe nalo kuthiwa i-blue card ukwazi uhambe uyokwenza ke ibambo ukusebenzisa elo qedu kuthiwa i-blue card.
That's how the UIF is supposed, in fact the responsibility of the entity itself is for people who produce documents that is either I am dismissed or I have been retrenched. But the case that we are talking about now here is different.
Umbake tine su tetanga wa apara mshadu wa shuki ile kuna lo we ukuba umdu atote mshadu kutuma wa kwezi bango lo ef na mshadu si tetanga ndo ea shuki ile.
I'm not saying what happened in the gold mines never happened in the coal mines.
I don't remember.
Because in the mines, these monies, the UIF, RMA, CCOG, there was tribal violence in the mines.
Unokukhumbula ke into yobana ke bekukho iimfazwe zobuhlanga phaya emigodini ngokumalana ke nezimali ze-RMA ne-CCOD njalo njalo.
So others were, people were injured and then they ran away from that tribal violence.
Kukho abantu abayeke badelwa baze ke babaleka bafuna ukuzibandakanya nala mfazwe yobuhlanga yenzeka emigodini.
That's why they could not claim their UI, their insurance value.
Yiloo nto ke bangazange bakwazi ke ukubanga iimali zabo zeinsurance.
That's why they were not paid by Rand Mutual Assurance.
Ikwayiloo nto yabenza uba bangakwazi ukuhlawulwa ngu-Rand Insurance.
And also by the CCOD.
Ne-CCOD ngokunjalo.
So I think, Chair, this need to go back and clarify, because if then, it's not to say everybody who wants work in the mines must come forward. No, it's not like that.
As you should know, one of the ones who are in the mines in the magazine.
But the manner in which I'm hearing Mr. Nyanfu is like, because they once worked in the mines, and then there are other miners now who are given an opportunity to them, it's like, the other miners, they are given a second opportunity to claim, but that is not the case.
Akubonakali kunjalo, kubonakali ngathi ngoku abanye abasebenzi ababesebenza mine nabo ngoku babona ithuba lokuba mabenze awabo mabango, kodwa ke kubonakala kungafanelekanga bakwenze oko bona.
So that's why I'm saying I thought, let me check my understanding whether it's correct. That's how I know why we find ourselves here, why there was a establishment of the interdepartmental task team, why Department of Health, RMA, Department of Labor, even Social Development, when this process was started. So I think it's important that, because I don't want a situation where Mr. Nyavu will go to the ex-Natal coal mine workers.
And
I want a list in order for you to claim UIF, only to find out that there was no tribal violence that made them to leave that mine. It's one, because the mine was closed, or they were retrenched, or others were dismissed for whatever reason.
The funasas are in the magazine. This is a bank about whom we continue. Some began to endure. Yabazim was the son and Salunja.
I just wanted to raise those.
Okay,
I will give Mr. Madoda, the member of National Union of Mine Workers, who is amongst us.
So, Nigal Tuba, Umnums and Madoda, the only local the National Union of Mine Workers, or Paratube, too.
Thanks, sir. Just to give you one issue. Currently, people who are organizing in the mines, not the ones who are ex-mine workers.
Those who want
to form unions, they make one claim.
Abantu abafuna ukuseka ke umbutho abasebenzi baye benza ibango elinye.
We will ensure that your death benefits are paid to you. That's what they're saying to mine workers.
Baye bathi kubasebenzi sawuqinisekisa into yobana ke amabango akho xa usulekile uzokuwazuza.
In 1999, on the 10th of May in Driefontein, we were severely beaten as the leadership of the union in
Cantonville.
Comrade Selby Maese died. He was number 99 in the list of the ANC for MPs. He would have been here. The claim was that NUM does not want mine workers to be given their death benefits. And we've been standing up and telling them, if it is a death benefit, it means you only came when you have died. Now, if you don't manage the lists with the leadership, there's a high possibility that these lists are going to be infiltrated either on your side or on their side by the people who necessarily do not qualify. Now, those that don't qualify must not derail us from assisting the ones who qualify the
people.
Now, my suggestion, Chair, is that the Commissioner is the Chair of the Committee. Wherever they are discussing this thing formally, there must be context. When you craft a report and says UIF, you must first insert the requirements as to who qualifies. And then the claim procedure. Then your report must be in context below that. Similar with health. Similar with RMA. Because if you take this report somebody could go to media and say, out of
18,568
mine workers who claimed, only 400 have been paid. That suggests that there's no progress. But then the progress would be in context that out of this 18,000, not all of them qualified to claim under RMA or under
health.
So that as you look, sit with the leadership, you split them. In the 18,000, 2,000 qualified to claim under health, and this is how they've been paid.
And not
the assumption that all the 18,000 have a legitimate claim to health. Because then that your progress will be blown out of proportion. The last suggestion, Chair,
is
the 20 million and 2 million.
20 million.
Again, if you do the same there, you will save 10%.
It's
10% of how much?
10%
because until their claims have been verified and approved, then you must say it's 10% of 500 verified, legitimate, and approved
claims.
Again, people would have a problem. You have 20 million of only disputed 2 million. They would say there's no progress. I think that until I became a leader of the mine workers, these comrades will not understand and be able to explain back to those that they are leading.
Yeah,
unless you deal with these things in context. And as you prepare the report must be able for somebody who has never worked in a mine to understand would not all these ex-mine workers qualify to claim to health or to claim under RMA. Who qualifies for that? I'm sure my lastly, Chair, I'm sure my UIF that I did not claim.
UIF,
I had a reason for that. So the ANC deployed me to the municipality. I thought that I must contribute with the money. So I would not claim it. I don't have a problem with that. Because it's going to be used for other developmental projects. That's why you just that you explain the context. Otherwise, people who have not worked in mines or people who would read these reports from parliamentary perspective, they would see you as a failure irrespective of the progress. Because they are only relating with the report on the basis of numbers, either monetary value or in terms of numbers. Otherwise, this leadership must also be happy to accept the numbers. If they have not contributed to the 18,000, just circulate the 18,000 among themselves. They verify, they add those that are not there. If they've been contributing to the number, let them accept that it's 18,000. But if they say we've not yet been consulted, circulate the 18,000 you're working on them for them to verify. Having verified, they're coming back to you. I'm sure they're participating in the task team.
Thank you very much, Ms. Matota.
Of the National Union of Mine Workers.
From National Union of Mine Workers. I see Mr. Tuli is raising a hand. Thank you, Chairperson. What I can see and acknowledge here, the funda baguia kuptima kato pendeni kutoa ego kile za ex-mine workers. People must stop referring to the leadership of ex-one mine workers.
Into my talk, ngati magutwe mundo galopreliwa. Magutwe yana lomundo galopreliwa.
Oh, it's a fana kalo language.
Magutwe magutwe babalu bokale.
Oh. People must refer to us as people who must be told. Because what is in front of me is something that we are told or instructed. What I'm trying to say is, they are saying Ren Moshwale has decided to close. But we haven't got the proper research in regards to the 18,000 of the applicants. It shows that Rand Mutual has actually closed these applications because Rand Mutual is not represented here. I don't know whether Rand Mutual wants us to knock at their doors for them to actually tell us the real truth as to the actual number of people who have been compensated.
dealing with the aflane, Saumat.
They are saying we have gone to the negotiations.
Kubenga Taslau Lake.
And it will be as if we are not, we are ungovernable. The things that make us ungovernable are these deliberations.
Yena akazi ukuthi ibithethiwe ayingowakho umsebenzi yena leke uthetha uzawutoli kale nto ithethayo ufuna ukuthetha zonto isitoli kakhe.
Oh, okay. The responsibility of the interpreter is to interpret what is being said. Even if you say it repeatedly.
Okay. No, thank you.
Enkosi mama sihlalo ndiyabulela.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Kukhona indawo endikhani ukuba sike siyiqwalasele kancinci.
I would like us to consider
ngakwelicala lakwaTEPA.
In regards to the issue of TEPA,
ingxelo esiyifumana apha kweli phepha ithi kuthethiwe noTEPA kwavunyelwana.
The report that we are getting is that there has been an agreement with TEPA.
Okokuba zonke izinto ebesizicela uzawuzenza.
That all the applications that we have processed will be looked at.
Esasikucelile thina kuTEPA.
What we requested from TEPA is
sasicela uba uTEPA makaze balapha.
For TEPA to be here.
Ngoba sasinengxaki noTEPA.
Because we had a problem with TEPA.
UTEPA ubethatha abantu bethu xa ngaba sibathumela kuye sifuna i-record of service kuye zabantu bethu.
TEPA used to recruit our people when we wanted a service.
Ngoku uTEPA fika ababizi 45 rand.
TEPA used to charge people 45 rand.
So besifuna uTEPA azoba lapha phambi kwethu simbuze thina singulombutho nani seva every 45 rand abize ebantwini uzakwenzani ngazo ngoba ngamalungelo abo uba makubazifumane za record of service.
We wanted TEPA to come and answer in regards to the usage of those 45 rand. Where did they go? Because people have their rights as well.
Ngoku ndinexhala ndinomnqanqa kuthi wakuvunyelwene noTEPA okokuba kuzawusetyenziswana naye. Andazi uba bekuvunyelwana bekuhlelwe phi ekubeni sithe sasimcelile uTEPA uba makezenza. Ngoku ndibaze kuthiwa kuvunyelwene naye, kuvunyelwene ngeliphungeliphuhlobo.
I'm surprised to hear that there has been an argument with TEPA. Where did that meeting took place? I don't know.
So bendicela uba mandike ndisaziswe ukuba uTEPA lo thina sawuze simfumane nini naside simbuze. Ngoba ndicinga uba apha ecakwani nam utata madoda noba elapha ecakwa kwam emele i-national manual unawo umbuzo naye mhlawumbi angakawubhekise kuTEPA ngalo mbasa uthetha ngayo.
I am sure that even Mr. Madoda can be able to ask some questions from TEPA. That is why I'm asking where is TEPA so that TEPA is supposed to be here so that we can ask specific questions.
Sizamcela ke uTEPA makeze phambi kwethu, sinezinto esifuna ukumbuza zona, sikagqibi ukumbuza zona noba nina nigqibile naye nina benithetha naye, kodwa thina sisamnqwenela uTEPA makazoba lapha.
We as ex-miners, we wish TEPA can be here because we have got some outstanding questions that we'd like to ask from TEPA. We would be very grateful if you can request TEPA to come here and account. Thank you.
Members, kusokusanda sifaka amandla. Masisiyeke sandla because sesiyakho lesinye sandla kuba bese sisebayekele abasebenzi abathethe. Masisiyeke ndizawubuya ndize kule Honorable Makhubela. Msebenzi,
ngihlale ngaphambili. Ngihlale ngaphambili nandithanda ukuxhasa kakhulu kulo mba wento yoba uTEPA makeze apha kuba andiva kakuhle ilizwi elithi
I support the view that TEPA must come and account here.
Kuthethiwe naye kwavunyelwana naye okokuba kuzawubhatalwa yena thina masize neenkcukacha zamagama abantu.
It has been said that TEPA will be paid or for us we must just come and provide the list of the people.
Kuba thina singabanye abantu ababuye ngo-1990 sibuye singenayo nepeni
sauzezipokothweni. We came back in 1990 without a cent, with nothing, absolutely nothing.
Ngenxa yezixholoxholo ke bezipaye
mi. Because of the violence that was happening in the mines.
Sasijoyina phantsi kovezamafa uHansin, uCirha.
We are joining under Cirha and Johnson.
Udabulamanzi,
if I can go further.
Ibe nguTEPA ke ngoku.
And then that was TEPA.
Low information wabafuduka bayapha bobantu asibazi.
We don't know where did that information went to.
kodwa sasisuka phaa kubo siyokwenza isifungo kwamantyi sixelelwe into basawugqiba inyanga ezintandathu okanye ezilishumi elinambini phantsi kwamadumbu omhlaba.
We used to go to the magistrate court and make some oath, and make oath or affirmation as to the, as to ensure that we are going to work underground for 9 to 12 months.
Kungoko ke kunzima ukuba sifumane inkcazelo zethu neenkcukacha zethu ngokuba.
That is why it is hard for us to get our documentation because we're working underground.
Ngaphandleni kwalowo mba kwakhona obhekiselele kudepha kukho umba othi.
There's also an issue aside from DEPA.
Kumakhosikazi abantu ababephangela emigodini.
In regards to the wives of the people who are working in the mines.
Bathi bawufika kudepha athi udepha kwidepha bank iimali zabo bazifumana.
When they go to DEPA, DEPA then says no, according to DEPA bank those people were compensated.
Kodwa bona besazi into babazange bacleime imali zabo kwadepha.
But in essence these people didn't go to DEPA and make claims.
Sade senza umzekelo ke thina ke xa sasimcela udepha apha kwi-interdepartmental task team.
We also made an example when we asked Tepa from the departmental task team.
Sisithi i-Department of Health xa ibhatele umntu ziba khona iinkcukacha ezichasisayo into yoba lo mntu ubhatelwe imali yakhe ikhuphe ebhankini ethile kwidolophu ethile. Sifuna into ezinjalo ke.
When a person is compensated by Department of Health, all the documentations or all the necessary evidence is there. So we were asking to be assisted in the same way.
Xa unxulumene ke nabantu okanye nentsebenzisono nabantu abangafundanga nabantu abangamahlwempu njengoko.
When you deal with illiterate people like us,
kulungile uba uthi thatha zonke iinkcukacha kaloku kunye nalowo sizamcacisela afune ukuzijongela ngokwakhe ayibona uba le nto ithetha yinyaniso.
You must provide all the documentation so that we can be able to explain to the next person.
Xa kungenjalo ke konke okuthetha kububuvuvu ophindaphindeneyo.
If you don't do that, we will regard everything as a lie.
Enkosi mhlali ngapha.
Thank you very much.
Sinale nyunyana ke yabasebenzi basemigodini.
Who is part of the interdepartmental task team?
Abayinxalenye ke yale interdepartmental task team.
But when we call upon the interdepartmental task team, are you included?
Xa sibiza ke interdepartmental task team kuquka nani?
Nine niza apha and make a claim or statement against the interdepartmental task team.
Niza apha nina nizokwenza amabango ngakwi interdepartmental task team.
The issues that you are raising here this afternoon,
imiba ke niphakamisayo apha namhlanje ngale njikalanga,
it's things that you were supposed to have done yourself internally.
Zizinto efamanele nizenze ngokwenu ngaphakathi nisebenzi ngokwenu nodwa.
Because thina si portfolio committee we can't be referee, we can't go in the middle and become referees in such a sitting, because after we called the interdepartmental task team with you included so that you can give us a report on the progress that is made.
Thina ke njengamalungu epalamente asinokwazi ukudlala njengono sibe ngonompempe sinqanda amanzi angangena endlini. Nina befama nini nina enizisa ingxelo ne-interdepartmental team nayo isinikezayo inkcukacha siye phambili.
Unless you are telling us that you are not satisfied or you are not happy with the work that you are doing yourself.
Ngaphandle kokuba nithi nina lo msebenzi wenu niwenzayo awunanelisi nina.
Because ubuza apha and tell us ukuthi uDepha must do 1, 2 and 3 and yet it's something that you are supposed to do within your structure.
Nina niza apha nikhalazela ngoDepha ukuba makenze le naleya ekubeni ngokwenu befama nina abantu abalungisa loo ngxaki phambi kokuba nize apha.
Unless you are telling us that you are not given space within the interdepartmental task team to air your views.
Mhlawumbi ke ningatsho mhlawumbi nithi mhlawumbi kanti aninikwangathuba loba niphefumle.
I think you need to clarify to us here, because if ever you are not given space within the interdepartmental task team, then it means there is a problem. But if you would come here and talk against and want the interdepartmental task team to do 1, 2, and 3, which you failed to tell them in your own sitting, unless you are telling us that you do not meet as the interdepartmental task team.
Mhlawumbe ngaphambili ngamasicelo lobana ke nina zange nidibane nina nizama ukusombulula ingxaki phakathi kwenu ne-interdepartmental task team.
Let me get into the issue here, rent mutual assurance.
Mandise ke kuba we rent mutual assurance.
I want to get an understanding here, because with my knowledge, is that the rent mutual assurance is supposed to pay claims for injuries.
Rent mutual ngokwazi kwami rent mutual assurance fanele yona ibhatale abantu xa bathe bonzakala.
Meaning compensation for injury emsebenzini.
Le nto ke izama ukuthi ke xa ubani ethe wonzakala emsebenzini fanele kubekho noko unako awufumanayo.
I just want the commissioner here to come again so that we leave this room with the understanding ukuthi out of the members that you are going, the list that you are going to produce is people that need to be compensated for injuries that they have incurred.
Ndifuna ke commissioner la asho into yobana ke achaze inani labantu elichanekileyo labantu efanuba babe bayahlawulwa xa bathe bonzakala emsebenzini.
So because the 18,569, the lady from Department of Health mentioned that it was the list that was given compiled for them so that they find people that need to be compensated for chest infections that they incurred while back in 17. But then this very same list, because it was people that the list that was made for ex-mine workers, it was also given to rent mutual to check whether here there are people that need to be compensated for any injury that they have incurred back in 17.
Kubonakala ingathi ke kukho ukubhideka ke ukuba kwa olu luhlu labantu abonzakalayo emsebenzini liyafumaneka kwisebe lezempilo, kwakhona nabarend mutual babanalo nolu luhlu. Ngoku kubonakala ingathi ke funeke kuzanywe ke kusonjwa uba olu luhlu kanti loluphi uluhlu olufanelekileyo olu labantu bathi bonzakala apha ke mhlawumbi esifubeni njalo njalo besemsebenzini.
Yeah, I just want the commissioner to afuwenze in this rent mutual assurance thing, because I'm getting a sense from the ex-mine workers as if they are going to go out there and make a list, and yet their list is only for people that need to be compensated, people who were injured in the mine, and
all
must make claims against their injuries.
Luluhlu labantu bebesebenza emigodini ekufuneka benze amabango kuba bayebonzakala ngokuba bebesebenza emigodini. Ngoko ke umkhomishinala ndicela ke naye asinike ingcaciso ecacileyo. Enkosi.
Honorable Nyetyemba, ndamnika ekugqibeleni umkhomishinala.
I will then allow the honorable member to speak, and then I will give an opportunity to the commissioner to speak after the honorable member.
I've noted, Mr. Tolley, the commissioner will be the last person. After honorable Nyakemba, it will be Mr.
Tolley. And then we'll go to the commissioner.
In that order. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think we are moving towards the closure of the matter.
The thing that in the bank was set is our fast.
When the report was tabled here,
okay, my lawyer, yeah, to attack by Parliament,
the representatives of ex mine workers, in particular those who are coming from the gold mine,
bakukheke abameli babasebenzi basezimayini ingakube abo babesuka kwimigodi eyomba igolide,
they have acknowledged the report,
baye ke ingxelo bayamkele bayiqwalasela,
that this is the report of the interdepartmental task team,
bayibona uba le ngxelo isuka kwi-interdepartmental task team,
and we have done that servicing correctly, because after the commissioner presented the report, you wanted to check with them whether
what is being reported by the leader of that interdepartmental team, that it reflects the things that they know were discussed, were done, were not done, and the challenges.
Usihlalo ke emva kuba ke ikwalifayelwe loo ngxelo waye waqinisekisa into yobana ke ingaba zonke izinto eziqulethwe kulaa ngxelo ziye zenziwa zalandelelwa njalo njalo.
It's only Mr. Nyamfu who raised the issue that they were not paid.
Ngumr Nyamfu kuphela owaphakamisa umba wokuba bona zange bahlawulwe.
But I think deliberations, Chair, point to the fact that there are three monies
in
three areas to claim on.
Ingxelo zibonisa into yobana ke iindidi zintathu abantu abangathi ke benza amabango kuzo.
Is UIF
bangesebenzisa UIF
and Mutual Assurance
baye ku-Rand Mutual Assurance
and the Department of Health
baye ke nakwisebe lezempilo bayokwenza amabango.
That has been our understanding, even when we went to East London.
All
the ex-mine workers.
I
was raising my hand, Chairperson, because my daughter is not a member of parliament. But he raised an important issue. So it's better, my daughter, that I'm on record repeating what
we have said.
I think in addition to what my daughter said, because he was only focusing in the UIF claims. Saying you must indicate who qualify to claim.
Echaza into yobana ke ngubani ofaneleke ukuba angenza ibango, ngubani onezomfanelo.
That must be done also in relation to Rand Mutual Assurance.
Oko ke kufuneka kwenziwe ngokusebenzisana no Rand Mutual Assurance.
Together with the CCOD.
Usetyenziswana ke naku CCOD ngokunjalo.
Because I want when you come in, Commissioner, to repeat the point that my colleague raised as to this 18,000 and something. In my view, correct me if I'm wrong, is a list that you put together. Together with the ex-mine workers, and then you rotated this list to all the departments who were supposed to check whether there are people who are no longer in the mines who might possible claim.
Nayijikelelisa ke kumaseko abandakanyekayo anokujonga into yobana ke ingaba bakhona abantu ababesebenza emigodini abanowenza amabango na usini na.
I'm saying this because representatives from the Department of Health and also what the ex-mine workers said is that they didn't provide a list only to Rand Mutual Assurance.
Kubonakala ingathi olu luzange lusiwe ku Rand Mutual Assurance kuphela.
No. Ndithi bathe abasebenzi basemgodini.
I am saying the ex-miners said
uTholi Ndimvelakuhle.
I heard Mr. Tholi correctly.
Esithi bona zange banikaze uRed Mutual Assurance in list.
Or saying that they didn't hand over this Red Mutual at all.
URed Mutual uyifumane oluhlu elinikwa uDepartment of Health.
Red Mutual got the lead from the Department of Health.
I want the Commissioner to clarify this 18,000 because it will create confusion. Because everybody who is among this 18,000, if his or her name is with the Department of Health,
then this person is eligible to claim in the Department of Health. If it's also the list of the 18,000 is with RMA, then I am eligible to get something out of that. So that's why I'm saying I'm emphasizing that point that was raised by Matot, that in these three institutions, the UIF, the Department of Health, and RMA, you need to clearly indicate as to who qualifies to claim.
Ndibana ke umkhomishana sakachaze ndibana ke kula maziko amathathu kufuneka uchaze uba ngubani onelungelo okanye ofaneleke ukuba enze ibango.
The I think obviously, if then through you, Madam Chair, once they have done that, because sometimes it's difficult to get a report 5 days before the meeting.
Kubanzima kuba ufumane ingxelo ke insuku ezinhlanu phambi kokuba ke kuqalise inhlanganiso.
If through the secretary, your secretary chair,
uba unobhala wakho sihlalo,
can receive this detailed document that says these are the people, this is the criteria for people to claim, if you can also receive that and see it.
If
it's okay that with you,
Chair.
The last point, Chairperson. Deba.
Mbaka Deba.
Usuka kwam kuthandana
when I went away from Cendane.
Yeah, at Beatrix, as a President Day.
When I went to work from Beatrix and President Day from Cendane,
ndaqeshwa kwa Deba.
I was employed at Deba.
Uteba ke ebebuzo kokuba imali ndizawuzivalelela okanye ndizawuvalela ngoTeba.
Teba used to ask me whether I'm gonna do my personal banking or Teba is gonna be the one that is gonna bank my money.
Ebeqesha ke uTeba ndihambe ndiyosebenza emayini.
And then Teba would employ me and send me to work in the mine.
Now, when the previous minister requested by the interdepartmental task team,
kaze umphathiswa wathi wacela besebenza ngoba sebenzi yabacelwa yi departmental task team,
the involvement of Deba,
ukubandakanyeka kuka Deba,
was to provide information.
Ukuba yena uTeba makeze neenkcukacha ezitheveje,
saying that really Eric Nyegemba,
atsho enenini bakhe u-Eric Nyegemba,
was working in President Steyn,
wayesebenza President Steyn,
and then he ran away during the tribal violence.
Wathi wabaleka ngenxa ke yezidubedube zomhlanga.
Now we want information in order as the department to process his UIF claim.
Sifuna ke ulwazi olucacileyo lwakho ukwenze uba sikwazi ukwenza ibango lwakhe lo-UIF.
So I think that's why then Deba was involved in this process.
Yiloo nto ke uTeba wathi wabandakanyeka kule nkqubo.
But however, I think the interdepartmental task team must go and investigate the allegation.
Ndiyacinga uba ke interdepartmental task team mayihambe ke iyophanda ezi tyholo zikhoyo.
That Deba was demanding 45 rands,
so
when people went there requesting.
So ba uTeba ke befuna abantu abhatale 45 rand xa abantu befuna ulwazi njalo njalo.
I think the interdepartmental task team is capable of doing that.
Ndicinga ke interdepartmental team ingakwazi ukuyenza loo nto.
Together with the ex-mine one.
Sisebenzisana ke nabasebenzi basemithethini.
Thank you, sir.
Enkosi, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nyegemba. Mr. Toli?
Mnumzane Toli?
Madam Chair, ndiyabonga ngoba into endiyibonayo.
I thank you, Chair, because what I can see here,
ixesha
Time will run out. At the same time, we want to reach a consensus here and there. We must know that if at this home we milk cows, they use sour milk. Is this sour milk being used by the old men?
Without touching cows on the poster and some getting
I will make sure that I make a trap so that the chicken can come and disturb everything.
And the banana chapanga wasama.
So that this old man cannot be able to use to drink this sour milk.
Omundo no omundo pansko na uga ka.
Each and every person is under is governed at home.
Ola ulo osna alongo ulo tanu unchaga unchela.
But the governance that I see happening is disturbing me.
Galpa tasla pensi.
When we are here in the house, let me be clear. This task team is not empowered enough or doesn't have enough capacity. If they want to have capacity, then they must engage with you and be delegated to do this and that. That is why it appears as if it cannot give a comprehensive report. Today I only found that we have three claims, types of claims. We took the claims straight to Parliament. To the members of parliament who were in Bizan at that time, they then set up a task team under the leadership of Rev Sonto. They looked at this issue, and then they saw a reason. And all the departments were called to account. When these departments were called to account, they were not called to listen, but they were called to, in order to compensate people accordingly. Parliament then took the issue to the union buildings. At that time, Ms. Baleka Mbete was a deputy president at that time. Her secretary was Busani at that time. Where all the departments were called to a meeting, it was then that this task team was established. It's not as if this task team is not working properly. When Department of Health is given a mandate to carry out this outstanding job, I urge Department of Health to continue with this work so that we can get into other phases, because there are other outstanding claims as well. What I can see is that now we are stuck in one place. We are talking about Rand Mutual, UIF, and so on and so on. What about the issues of our compensation? Because now we are told about three institutions that we can claim from. For this issue to be solved, all the parties involved must come to account. Secondly, we're not saying paper used to ask people to pay 45 rand. We are saying presently, thereby request people to pay for the 5 rand.
No, go now, go to 45 rand.
Even if you can go to Teba, Teba will tell you, you tell you to pay 45 rand if you want your details.
So if you're not going to win, I pay for. Yes, 45 rand.
We would like to know what are these 45 rand for.
For when the briefing is, I'm going to lend you 45 rand.
Just want to make a briefing on that. When we first engaged Teba in regards to our documentation and our everything,
what to Teba?
Teba then said to us, he will then call people who are retired. So that they can look at our records, because some of the records are not documented or recorded. If a person doesn't appear on the computer, then that person must pay 45 rand so that he can be able to be checked in other documents as well.
Ingako ke ngokusifuna uThembazo phendula ngoba funa sinikele lisi ya lamalungu awalandelayo amadala. Bathi bebhatale 45 rand abantu sibe sisazi noba insuku athaza bo ziyaphumanyani pha.
That's why we want to call Teba, so that if these the records don't appear, then we can then call these elderly people, all these retired people, so that they can be able to find the names that are not on the list.
And in a setting a record of service,
we are not referring to the record of service only.
Record of service, call a record card.
If a person doesn't have a record of service, there is another record which is called a record card. We want Teba to come forward and tell us. That is why you see that there is a conflict that is rising. Or is it me only? In a meeting in Pretoria, I arrived late, unfortunately. I didn't have an opportunity to question the issue of Teba. That didn't even question the issue pertaining to Rand Mutual.
And then the meeting is a fun.
And when I arrived there, the meeting was about to close.
Oh, okay. The phone number namhlanje.
Today, I request.
Tena bungathwa say task team.
For us as a task team.
Kuthwe umuntu ngalokutseliwa.
Not to be told to take on the orders.
Daba lapha tina khona bukile lo tepa namhlanje uphi inhlakamiso.
Honorable, Nyekemba and my daughter, you can interpret that one. Definitely, I interpreted it.
But because we're not informed when there was in a meeting, that's a press language.
No, please, for us to understand the communication, let's speak the language that we all understand. Nikela, the language as a mind, but if you understand the song, we'll have to hear it in a meeting to the language, since I'll hear the song.
Okay.
It must not be used at all in the meeting, because really we won't have an interpreter for that language. My second is that the language of my no after the langa got a sizuyazi sifuna Moses understand that my year we are gonna pack at the meeting. I'm just saying that the language that is used in the mind, it must not be used in the meeting, because we will not understand. We want any language that is from the 9 official languages to be used in the meeting, not any other language, please.
Okay. As is very close about the fire, sorry, fundis of my. Sasipans gotten the lelo was as fundis on the language. My young auntie must eat or tap on sound. Siyixoxa ngendlela oba isasiyixoxa kumandi kwakungekho mandi. Ma ufika kwindawo ezibuhlungu uyayikhumbula ngoba usuke entlungwini. Kulungele, ngandiphinda ndiyixoxa.
As I move forward.
Bendisithi ke ngokungena kathi bendinetha le language.
As I was trying to say,
makuthiwe sibabantu bokuxelelwa.
Let us be referred to people. people who take.
Okokuqala ngifuna ukungazisa into yoba zonke ezi department zosilapha.
I want to tell you that all the departments that are here.
Zibizwe through ex mine workers.
Have been caused as a result of ex mine workers.
Senze isicelo sezezex mine workers.
We made a plea as ex mine workers.
Makungahlali inhlanganiso ithetha ngeex mine workers zingekho.
Let be no, there must be no meeting that doesn't include ex mine workers. Whether that meeting has got to do with the issue of mine workers.
Kodwa xa ndifumana apha kwagqabama abasekabam bafika elentlanganisweni.
When I find out that from my department, from my colleagues who were in the meeting,
ikhona intlanganiso ehlaliweyo ngadeba.
There has been a meeting that was held with Deba.
Baxoxa ngathi singekho.
They deliberated about us, whereas we're not present.
Bakhitshwa izigqibo.
And the decision was taken.
SCT, masizenele SCT na.
Saying that we must provide.
UDeb uzobhatalwa department.
Deb was going to be paid by the department.
Nento esifuna ukwazi uba uDeb ubhatalwa ntoni sifuna inkcukacha zethu. And that's umqinise kuyo alugcina.
How come Teba is paid whereas we still want our details and references and so on?
Kaloku umntu momgcina emsebenzini okanye umyekisa umnika iinkcukacha zakhe mongafuna ukuzigcina azilahlena angabuyeli kuwo isapho ezinikwe ezaa nkcukacha musezifunayo.
If you retrench a person, you must give that person all his or her belongings or her details.
And in the colour and nothing I thought a week.
Let's not take this matter very weak.
Go back then in the Zaza Pagati.
Because this matter is very serious. We are hearing that the blue card has got its own law that it follows. Yes, that is absolutely true. If there are fights in the mines, and you hear that the bus outside, you don't have time to ask for a blue card. A person who comes out of a mine irrespective of what is he or she is wearing. Because some of us hear this thing being told as a story. Something you didn't experience, it appears as if it's weak because you don't have first hand experience. It's not weak because we have first hand experience. The oppression that we got in the mines, we actually think maybe something that we think is relevant. We are respecting you because you are our government. When you want to beat us, you send police to beat us. We were recently beaten in City Hall in Pretoria. Old men were sprayed with tear gas. And then they said, no, all their funds are available.
Yonke loo nto apha ngoba kuthiwa mhla ube senqina ukubethwa la mapolisa wenu nezi-thumbs-house ngangathi uve kuthiwa kufe 11 okanye 11,000 yala mapolisa wenu iyona nto sihlonipha urhulumente wethu.
The real thing is we respect our government, otherwise we do have other means.
Ngeke ube sasetyisa ngesibhamthina.
You cannot threaten us with guns.
Sesaphuma nasemayini nalapho sasingadubuleki phantsi kocinzelelo.
We come a long way.
Sisemakhaya ngoku.
We are staying now with our homes.
Thank you,
Mr.
Tholi.
What I would like to emphasize
is that the language
that is used in the mines, we are not looking down at it. But the reason is
uba uzawuthi utheta nomuntu otheta isiBenda.
If maybe you are conversing with a Venda speaking person,
ongazi nento ngesiXhosa,
who does not even know, who knows nothing about Sixhosa language,
uqhubeke uthethe naye ngesiXhosa, ube nomsindo uthetha naye ngesiXhosa,
and continue using your Xhosa vernacular language,
abe engakuva,
and that person doesn't understand you because he is Venda,
ayikusindawo loo nto.
That practice will not lead you anywhere.
Because nizawube ningaunderstandani.
Because you will be not be understanding each other. Sesi
sizathu ke esithi namhlanje le language yasezimayi asiyinyatheli phansi.
That is why we are saying no, we are not looking down at the language that is used in the mind.
Ingxaki asizukwazi ukuniva size nazo nizisombuluka.
The problem is that we will not be able to hear you and come up with amicable solutions. That is the reason.
As and these occasions, like as a police.
I won't get into the details about the policemen and so on.
I'm sure because of Neka is in the Ozoguba Kutena Polisa at Nilokuno Okanya. I'm sure Yenye Gomita no good Mamela Ezo the Kalas.
I'm sure a relevant committee will be can be able maybe to listen to such complaints about the police and so on, but not this committee.
As Tinasiza Uchonganje is in the Ezi Mamele Nalenaki inokwenza nokuba makubuyiselwe abantu imali zabo.
Ours is to make sure that people are reimbursed in terms of their claims.
Abo bafanelekileyo bafithayo kula criteria yokuba.
Those who are who fit that criteria or those people who are qualified to get their funds.
Ndiyavumelana nogxa wami obethethile ngaphambili.
I agree with a colleague who alluded before.
Othi masini kwele criteria yababantu okanye eze yonke le nto the criteria i-requirements zonke sibe nayo so that xa sixoxa apha phakathi kwenu xa kungathi kukho umntu ophumela ecaleni sikwazi ukuthi hayi nansi indlela.
We request that you must get all the criteria so that when someone is wants clarity, then we will be able to correct that person and say this is the correct procedure that we are working under.
And andisukuba sangivumela umnumzana useruwe kuba ngoku into eyenzekayo yokuba le meeting besicinga fani ba yimeeting yekomiti kunye ne interdepartmental task team ayinjalo.
I won't allow Mr. Soria to speak because the meeting between the departmental task team appears not to be a desired outcome.
This meeting, it is a meeting between interdepartmental task team and the members of parliament. But as it is, it's like you have members of department composed of different departments with members of the ex-mine workers union. That's not this meeting. This is a different meeting. We wanted a meeting that is going to say, in our meetings with all of us as interdepartmental task team, ex-mine workers included. Nancy, if progress is essential.
This is the progress that we have made thus far.
God was zikona izinto esingakhange sibe siyavumelana nazo.
But there are issues that we didn't agree on.
See, in that departmental task team, workers included, reps of the workers included.
Yes, in that departmental task team and the reps of the ex-mine workers.
Sivumelene ukungavumelane.
We have agreed to disagree on specific issues.
And those are things esinokuba besizixoxa apha kuba sizawube sinibona ukuba niyimbumba. Imbumba ke iyakwazi ukuthi sivumelana ukungavumelana.
Those are the issues that I thought we will be deliberating on because as an alliance sometimes you agree to disagree on specific issues sometimes.
But xa kuzawubonakala ukubani ngamaqembu amabini izawusenzela ingxaki.
Now if you appear as if now you are opposing each other, that will create a problem.
Nabo abasebenzi ndiyabagxeka.
I do criticize workers as well.
Because le interdepartmental custom thina sile committee sifike imile.
Because as this committee when we were elected, this departmental interdepartmental custom was already established.
Umnumzana uTholi kunye nomnumzana Dai from Coal Ex Coal Manufacturers Union bebeyinxalenye yale custom thina xa sithatha over sile committee.
Mr. Tole and Mr. Dai were already part of this interdepartmental task team when we took over as this committee.
And you kumbula a meeting in East London.
I remember we had a meeting in East London.
Apo, Mr. Tole.
Where Mr. Tole?
Kunye ne interdepartmental task team.
And the interdepartmental task team.
Let me just explain.
We're speaking the same language.
Zange sifumanise ukuba zikhona izinto abazigatyayo okanye abangazivisisi kakuhle kwidepartment kwi-departmental justice.
We didn't notice anything pertaining to them not understanding specific issues pertaining the departmental justice.
Ukuba ibingu Mr. Nyamfu.
If it was Mr. Nyamfu.
Onezi onala mabakala amaninzi awabonayo.
Who sees these loopholes?
Understand kuba bangene mva.
We would be in a position to understand because they actually arrived late in this program.
The teller against members the interdepartmental task team.
I therefore urge you members of the interdepartmental task team.
Ne reps zebasebenzi included.
And the rest of the ex-mine workers included.
To go back.
Go back to the drawing board.
Ni zonke izinto eningacacelwanga kuzo.
All the issues that you are not clear about.
Abanye kwabanye.
In regards to your roles and so on.
Manicaciselane kula meeting yenu sibe singekho thina.
You must clarify those issues amongst yourselves.
Nokuba ngubani okufuneka efumene njani.
And you must also clarify who must be compensated and how.
And xa nidibana namanye ama stakeholders ngubani omakabe khona.
And when you meet with the other stakeholders, who is supposed to be represented?
So zonke ke ezo zinto nikwazi uzozixoxa apha phakathi kwethu parliament.
You cannot then come here in parliament and then talk about those roles.
Andi believe into kuba anikwazi usebenzisana.
I don't believe that you can't cooperate together.
Yeah, believe uba niyakwazi usebenzisana.
I believe that yes, you can work together, you can cooperate, you can work as a team.
Ngicela ke Mr. Serowe.
I therefore urge you or ask you, Mr. Serowe.
Wena ungumbeqeshi wale committee.
As the leader of this committee.
Uzame ukuzijonga, uyilide le committee, uzame ukuzijonga ezi zinto zirezwe apha namhlanje.
To look at these matters that have been raised today.
Ezingani unite you.
That makes you not to be united.
Zingabe ziphinde zibe khona.
You must make sure that all these things don't happen again.
Still alerting in advance ukuthi phaya we agreed to disagree.
You must alert us beforehand in regard to in that issue then we didn't agree and on that issue we agreed.
Okay. Now sivumelene ke sile committee ukuba isezawuqhubeka interdepartmental task team akukho apho kuthiwa kugqityiwe isezawuqhubeka side sibe sonke singamalungu ningamalungu nathi malungu epalamente sifikelele kwindawo apho sizawuthi hayi niwenzile umsebenzi wenu.
We agreed as this portfolio committee that you must continue as an interdepartmental team to do your job. Up until now there will be a time to say the committee yes indeed we have done your job.
Sisimamele ke isiphumo se-meeting apho ubude sithe khona kwi-meeting ephelileyo zonke ezi department that are composing in that departmental system mazibe nento eziholayo enjengemali.
We actually acknowledge the decision that was alluded to the fact that all the departments that are involved must be able to pay and something in regards to this program. We are not satisfied at all.
Sicela ukuba uDG, the acting DG, Mr. Morotoro.
We would therefore ask the acting DG, Mr. Molodowa,
to convene other DGs that are relevant. So that lento yemali efuneka ikhutshiwe ukuqhubela phambili umsebenzi wale task team.
So that the issue of funding this task team
is bridged,
could be finalized.
Ndikwacela ukhona ummeli kaminister apha, ndicela umntu olapha phakathi kwethu omele uminister amxelele ukuba unoxanduva naye.
I would like the person who representing the minister to inform the minister that the minister has a responsibility as well.
Ukuya ku-deputy president.
To go to the deputy president
and the other ministers relevant to this departmental task team.
And the other ministers that are relevant in this departmental task team.
Abacele ukuba banoxanduva.
To go and tell them that they have a responsibility as well.
Yokuba i-department zabo.
That their respective departments.
Ne office ka deputy president.
And the office of the deputy president.
Bane responsibility ukubona ukuba le task team inayo imali yokuqhubeka phambili ingabi luxanduva lo Department of Labor.
To make sure that this task team has the funding to continue its job. It must not be a thing of the Department of Labor only.
Uba besithetha nge UIF kuphela.
If we're speaking about the issue of UIF only,
this is ayiqonda ukuba I Department of Labor must take a full responsibility.
We will know for sure that yes, indeed the Department of Labor must fund that.
In fact, it wouldn't be in that departmental task team. It would be the responsibility of the Department of Labor. Ndiyayicela ke indaba yecommunication members of the task team.
To you members of task team, I urge you to consider the issue of communication. Very
in
important.
Indaba ze 45 rand zotepa funeka nidile ngazo kwi meetings.
The issue of 45 rand must be dealt in your own meeting.
Kodwa ke ukhona umsebenzi owenziweyo ukusukela ngela xesha besiqalile.
I can see that there is a progress from the meeting we had up until now. Yes, indeed, I can see there is an indication that there is a progress that has been made.
But until such time, nivumelane nibe nalando ibhaliweyo ethi ngubani obenefitayo.
You must then have something written down to say who is supposed to benefit.
So that abantu babone ukuba la manani makhulu anikwayo asingabo bonke abantu ababenefitayo, ukuba ukuba nijajwa ngala manani ningajajwa ngecriteria eniyuzayo sizawuthi alisebenzi.
You must be judged by your criteria, not by the big number that you propose. Because if you do that, then we'll be saying you are not doing the job properly.
Yonke ke lento ibiriziwe ngabanye ngabameli babasebenzi nezinto ezirizwe ngumnumzana uTholi zamaxwebhu ayenikiwe niyazazi, ndicela nidile nazo phaya. Nawuthi uba ninengxaki anikwazi ukudibana kwaphela, nibuye nisixelele siyikomiti yepalamente.
I'd like you to consider all the issues that have been raised by Mr. Tholi and the rest. And if you do encounter some problems, you are welcome to come to us so that you can force a way forward.
Phambi kokuba sibe siyanibiza epalamente, ukuba asisibizanga sakuyazi uba yonke into ihamba kakuhle.
So if you don't call us as members of parliament, we'll know for sure that everything is going smoothly.
Ngalo mazwi ke,
by those short words,
siyabulela.
We thank you.
Nihambe kakuhle.
Go well.
Nibe ne Christmas emnandi.
Enjoy your Christmas.
Nibityala.
And your New Year.
Kwelizayo.
Till we meet again.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Thank you.